Now, between 1999 and 2015, more than 900 sub-postmasters in the UK were prosecuted by the Post Office after faulty software wrongly recorded that money was missing from branches. But it was the ITV drama Mr. Bates and the Post Office that catapulted the miscarriage of justice to the fore of public attention and pushed government to accelerate the justice process. That justice process is now playing out and the wrongful convictions are being quashed. 26 former sub-postmasters were charged with offences in Northern Ireland. And yesterday, 12 had those convictions quashed. And Justice Minister Naomi Long confirmed a further 14 are under active consideration. Among those exonerated is Lee Williamson, a former sub-postmaster from Castledurg in County Tyrone. Lee, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland.
Thanks very much, Mary. Thank you.
You were wrongly convicted of stealing 10 years ago. It's been a long fight for justice for you. What are your feelings this month when finally you received that official exoneration?
I think the biggest emotion was really one of relief that all the hurdles had been passed. I had started my appeal case back in early 2022 and we had been going through the courts since then, but it wasn't really until the start of this year after the airing of the Mr. Bates TV programme where things accelerated. At great speed.
I mean, you had your career stolen from you, but I'm sure much else besides. What's the decade been like?
Well, you're sort of always sort of living with a big cloud over your shoulder that you're trying to get on with life and trying to earn a living to support your family. And you're always waiting for somebody to bring it up that, you know, you have a criminal conviction. You know, what are you doing? What are you working in the role that you're doing for? And you feel that it could be taken away from you at any other moment. So the fact that that is gone now is a great relief too. But I think it was always in my mind that I hadn't taken the money. And I felt disappointed in myself that I had pleaded guilty to avoid a custodial sentence and accept the suspended sentence. And that's why that started the appeal back in start of 22.
You weren't the only one, of course, to plead guilty in those circumstances, and probably understandable that you did what you did at that time, given what was happening. Where to now? You've been exonerated. There is this whole issue now of redress and compensation. Where does that stand right now?
As I said, I suppose one of the things was getting the exoneration letter. That's a hurdle that opens the door into the redress scheme. And because I only got the letter last week, we're still at the early stages of seeing what way that landscape lies for us. But for the exonerated postmasters, there's two main schemes. There's a fixed full and final settlement avenue, or you can go through a full forensic look at what you'd lost and submit a claim via that.
I wonder how, and I know you have to, because the only way you've had your exoneration and now redress will follow financially, but how do you even put a financial value on what you lost?
I don't think there's an easy way to do it, and it's something that I begin not to dwell on too much, because at the start of this, it's really evolved from money and the loss and disappearance of money. So I think in my own mind, and really for my own mental health, I'd rather maybe move forward quickly if the full final avenue is better for me that way. So It's not necessarily just about the money. When we started the appeal, there wasn't money on the table. So to me, really, it's about what maybe presents a quicker conclusion to the whole thing. So I know what you're asking, but it's something I haven't really tried to follow.
Well, I just wonder because, you know, as you say, you've lost far more than a livelihood, which can be assessed actuarially in terms of what you lost. But you've lost also, as you say, you lost out reputationally for many years. You were looking over your shoulder, worried about what people were going to say to you. So it blighted your life, and I'm sure your family's life.
I have three children as well, too, and they were all at school. One was very young, in fact, and you're worried about the stigma from your own prosecution and what people would be talking to you would be cast on to them and make their life difficult, which as a parent is nearly worse than anything.
And did you suffer? Did you suffer abuse?
I'd been able to keep it very quiet. Now, it was just there was a couple of newspaper articles that had been run on Sunday papers at the time, and really it was just commenting on the prosecutions and so really.
Well,
what they were seeing at the time.
We're delighted for you that finally the end of the road is in sight. Lee Williamson, former sub-postmaster from Castledurg in County Tyrone, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's 13 minutes to 8.